Grace flinched at the underlying anguish she was trying so hard to conceal. "You're just overwhelmed by it all. But we'll take it in tiny steps. I can teach you to drive and read. As for work, I know there are things you can do."
"Such as?"
"I don't know. Other than be a soldier, what else did you do in Macedonia?"
"I was a commander, Grace. All I know how to do is lead an ancient army into battle. That's it."
She cupped her hands around his face and gave him a hard stare.
"Don't you dare give up on this. You said you weren't afraid in battle. Then how can you be afraid of this?"
"I just am." Something strange happened then, as Grace realized he had let her inside him. Not very deep, but she could tell by his face that he had made himself vulnerable to her by admitting that. She knew in her heart that he wasn't the kind of man who often made such admissions.
"I will help you."
The doubt in those blue eyes twisted her gut.
"Why?"
"We're friends," she said gently as she brushed his cheek with her thumb. "Isn't that what you told Cupid?"
"And you heard his response. I don't have any friends."
"You do now." He leaned down and kissed her forehead, then pulled her against him into a tight hug. The warm scent of sandalwood filled her head as she listened to his heart beating fiercely under her cheek while his tanned biceps flexed next to her face. His tender embrace went deeper than just a momentary physical gesture. It touched her profoundly.
"All right, Grace," he said quietly. "We'll try this, but just promise me that you won't let me hurt you."
She frowned up at him.
"I'm serious. Once I'm shackled, don't release me for any reason. Swear it."
"But..."
"Swear it," he insisted sternly.
"All right. If you can't control yourself, I won't let you go. But I want you to make a promise to me." He pulled back and looked at her skeptically, but left his soothing arms around her.
"What?"
Grace braced her hands against the strength of his biceps. She felt chills spread over his arms the instant her palms made contact with his flesh. He glanced down at her hands with one of the tenderest expressions she'd ever seen.
"Promise me that you won't give up on being free," she said. "I want you to try to beat this curse."
He gave an odd half-smile.
"Very well. I shall try."
"And you will succeed." He laughed at that.
"You have the optimism of a child."
She returned his smile. "Peter Pan all the way."
"Peter who?"
Reluctantly, she withdrew from his arms. Taking his hand, she led him toward the bedroom door.
"Come with me, my Macedonian love slave, and I will tell you of Peter Pan and his lost boys."
"So, this boy never grew up?" Julian asked as they made dinner.
Grace was actually amazed he hadn't complained when she asked him to make a salad. He seemed to like using knives on food. Unwilling to investigate that little idiosyncrasy, she concentrated on her spaghetti sauce. Nope. He went back to the island with Tinkerbell.
"Interesting."
Grace dipped a spoon into the sauce. Cupping her hand under it, she blew across the top of it, then took it over to Julian.
"Tell me what you think."